now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, game number four, kind of had everything, tale of three different periods and a power outage in between. What were your takes and overall thoughts from game number four?
Yeah, we started really well again. Kind of had a little bit of a lull there in the second period. And then obviously our third period was much better. I thought we were much more aggressive in that game, which kind of played a factor into a lot of different things with our game. So hopefully we can continue with that. I think the more that we can kind of pressure the puck and pressure those guys, the more turnovers we create and the more ozone time we do get. So still want to stay with that aggressive mindset with our guys here.
And we've seen a lot of good chemistry built so far through the postseason, and one line that's really blossomed as of late, Raul Bullard, Casey Leyland, and Maddox Martin. They had a really good game in game number four. So what is it about their play as of late that has helped them develop into such a good line?
Yeah, in the playoffs, you need guys to step up at different times in games. I think, obviously, when it got to 3-2, they were obviously the benefactor of getting a goal, but I think they were really good before that. So their process to what they're doing is really, really good. And I think they understand where they're at and how they need to play to have some success. I think they got a little bit of everything on that line. Obviously, Mad Dog's a worker, and then Raul and Lales are pretty skilled guys on the wing. So it's just one of those things is you need depth throughout the playoffs and you need everybody to play well. And they stepped up for us in some pretty key moments there in that game that kind of turned the momentum for us, which was huge.
And before game number four, we talked about the power play and just in terms of maybe a little more quicker on the puck movement. And we saw that work very well for your group. You guys had two power play opportunities, obviously a double minor. You're able to capitalize in both and very quickly in that. So what did you make of that? And in terms of that quick puck movement that we talked about a couple days ago?
Yeah, I think it was just our mindset with the aggressiveness. I think the took it into the power play as well. We weren't waiting around looking for the perfect play. We moved it and shot it, and obviously we were fortunate to get two really quick and a big moment as well. So our group is, as long as we have that aggressive mindset, we're really good. When we sit back and kind of wait for the game to come to us, that's when we get into a little bit of trouble. So we got to be responsible, but responsible in a manner that we're always attacking and making sure that we're skating and getting on the puck. So the power play is no different, and it's been good for us all playoffs long here, and we need it to be good here again tonight.
And you guys are getting contributions. We've talked about this quite a bit from up and down the lineup, but including that, the defenseman, three goals from D-man over the last two games played. So how big is that and imperative to the team's success going forward here?
Yeah, it's something that we've been trying to preach with our guys is getting four guys, five guys in the rush and making sure that everybody's involved in the ozone. So it's good to see that they're going in for them. That's a combination of getting pucks through and doing different things. So we've been working on that stuff all year, so it's nice to see it kind of prevailing for those guys here so they understand that it does work and that's how they're going to create offense. So just like the Foles one, that was a big goal and a big time for a guy that's been really good for us here in the playoffs.
And last question for you, big game five ahead. Obviously, we know it's going to be a big effort from Vernon tonight as they look to continue the series. But for your team to close things out here at home in front of which is going to be a very big crowd, what is going to be the key to success for your team?
Yeah, I think the same thing that I've kind of just been talking about is make sure we stay aggressive. I mean, this is a cool opportunity for our group. Our group's worked hard to get to this point. Now we just kind of have to take advantage of it and enjoy the experience that we get to play in front of our fans and hopefully get to the third round and close it out here tonight. But there should be no nerves in there. It should be all guys ready to embrace the challenge that is obviously put forth before us here, as we've done all playoffs. So I got all the confidence in our world and our group here tonight that we're going to give our best effort, and hopefully that's enough to close this thing out.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with number three of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, the birthday boy, Liam Seal. First off, happy birthday, and thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks so much.
Just start off, your first postseason run here in Salmon Arm. Obviously, you came here mid-season with big trade, and you've flourished here in Salmon Arm since you came over. Earlier on in the season, just speak about what you've done here in Salmon Arm so far and how have you enjoyed playing here?
So when I got here, personally, I don't think I was too physical of a player. You know, I wasn't really adept to this like style of fast-paced hockey, but coaches have done a really good job here helping me get more physical and like grow into my body weight, you know. And yeah, just get up to speed in the play and do my best to support the team.
And in terms of the playoff run so far, obviously second round here, you guys have a chance to move on to the conference finals and a little bit of history as well. It'll be the first Silverbacks team to do that since 2010. So just speaking of that, what does that mean to your group right now and obviously the task at hand, a big opportunity here to clinch on home ice?
Yeah, it's an honor, really. It's you know, it's an honor to play with these guys. They're all really amazing players, and we do this for each other. We do it, you know, for parents back home and for all the fans who come every single game. So hopefully we'll come out with a win today.
And you spoke briefly about it there, the fans. It's been nothing short of spectacular so far here. Going to be closest to the biggest attended game in Silverbacks history here tonight. A lot of people in the fans, in the stands, pardon me, and the city is buzzing right now. So what does that mean to you as a player and as a team?
Oh, it's crazy out there. Like the first playoff game we had, somebody scored a goal. I remember the crowd went crazy. I couldn't even hear myself think, you know. It was so loud. The energy is incredible. Section L does a great job every single time. But you know, even the fans who come here every game. My billet family, Greg and Marcy, great people, you know. It's always a good time here.
And then another term of support. You still have your mother in town here from Great Britain, which is obviously cool to see. She's been in town for a while now, being able to see you in person. You have the support from back home in Great Britain. But just in terms of having your mom here, how much does that mean to you, and how much has that meant over the last couple of weeks?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, since my family doesn't get to see me play much just because of the situation, but having her fly all the way out here means the world to me.
And it just in terms of the defensive core here in Sam and Arm, it looks like you guys have came together as a very cohesive group. Yourself, Tristan Allen, CJ Foley, Will Levine, just continue to flourish here in Sam and Arm. So what is it about you guys that have made you guys work so well together over the last couple of months here?
I think it's just a trust in the group and a trust in our coach, Kip Noble. You know, since he's kind of taken over the defensive side of the team, we've just all grown closer as a unit, and we all know what we're good at and what we can improve on, and we all trust each other to get the job done.
And last question for you here quickly. Like I mentioned earlier, game five here, a chance to clinch. For your group to be successful here tonight at home and clinch the series, what's going to be the key to success from your team?
I think just winning all the battles we can, you know, playing hard, playing physical, getting shots on net, and just maybe not playing the fanciest game, but playing the hardest.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Jason McKee, head coach of the Vernon Vipers. Jason, game number four kind of had it all. It was a tale of three separate periods. Obviously, your team had a really good second period along the way, but what was your overall takeaway from game number four?
Yeah, similar to the rest of the games. Didn't get off to a good enough start. You know, we haven't been able to play at the lead in the series, and that's the focus tonight. We need to get off to a better start. So, obviously, there's things in our game that we can do a better job of early. We see it in the second half of games, but we're not seeing it at the start. So it's on us, and we got to do a better job.
And I briefly mentioned it there, but you guys had a dominant second period, outscoring Sam and Arm 3-1 and outshooting them 20-6. So what's going to be the key carrying that forward just to try and get that through all three periods?
Yeah, it's just a mindset. I think you got to be ready to go. And, you know, for whatever reason, we've been a little tentative at times, made some key mistakes too. Like, they score and it gives them energy, right? And I think, credit to them, but there's things that we need to do a better job of. Like I mentioned, I think if we're a little bit tighter in areas, we'll give us more opportunities to get that first goal.
And a player that I've noticed throughout the series so far through four games, Walker Erickson, he had another goal and assist in game number four, 3 points now in the series. Obviously, off-season or mid-season acquisition for your group. So what do you like about his play, and then how is he helping the team success?
He's just a nuts and bolts, heart and determination guy. You know, he works, he competes, he skates well, and he's physical on the forecheck. So, he's not a, you know, east-west guy. He's strictly a north guy, and, he puts pressure on the other team's Ds, and he's laying it on the line, you know. And I think that, we need more of that, to be frank. And I think he's a guy that's really leading in that example.
And Ethan David looks like he's going to get the start here. He's before the other game, he's had a terrific postseason. So obviously you guys still have a lot of confidence in him, and for good reason. But in terms of decision to go back to him tonight, was there a lot that went into it, or were you guys pretty ready to have David ready for here tonight?
No, it was an easy decision, you know. And we like both our guys' confidence, but, Rome got in there, and you know, we just needed to sway the tides there a little bit. You know, we didn't expect the lights to go out, or I could have used that, but we just needed a change, and it wasn't on Ethan, it was on the group, and you know, he's been fantastic. Rowan gave us a chance the other night, but you know, Ethan's been very good in the playoffs for us, and he's earned the start tonight.
And last question for your game five here in Salmon Arm, and you guys look for a big win here to continue the series. So for you guys to get that big win here tonight, what's going to be the key? And obviously, you know, it's got to be a full 60 minutes, but is there anything in particular you're hoping to see from your group here tonight?
Well, we got to play free. We all know the situation, but we got to play free. We can't be gripping things out there. You know, our season's on the line, but at the same time, you know, it's... we just got to go out and do our thing, be who we've been, and I think that's the biggest thing, is that we can't overanalyze things. You know, this is a game that we've been together for 8 months as a team now, and we just got to go out and play our game, and the rest will take care of itself. So we're trying to have that mentality going in.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.